Michael, MICHAEL, Michael Hallam, HALLUM, Hallam, 5/12/22, today, 10/11/65, chief complaint, annual exam, number one, follow-up of thyroid cyst, number two, follow-up of carotid stenosis, number three, leg pain, number four, history of sleep apnea, number five, history of RVH, number six, history of LVH, next number, follow-up of fatty liver. Our patient is a 56-year-old gentleman. He's a pressure inspector, has been doing it for 20 years, and he works for a Shell company, a Shell sister company out of Mexico at this time, works from home and does some traveling. He's gained about 7 pounds because of lack of activity. He reports no chest pain or shortness of breath or nausea and vomiting, but he does have history of RVH because of sleep apnea and LVH because of chronic hypertension, history of carotid stenosis, which needs to be checked, and from time to time, he has swelling in his legs, period. In the paragraph, he hasn't had any repeat ultrasound of his vasculature for over 20 years. Medical problems, hypertension, sleep apnea, surgery, also hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux, mild surgery, adenoids, tonsils, appendectomy, shoulder. What does B shoulder mean? Both shoulders? Shoulder surgery times two, left knee, left eye, left hip, 10/21 related to DJD, allergen and drug allergy, social doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, COVID immunization is up to date, family history, mom died of pulmonary fibrosis, father's 91, has high blood pressure, no family history of colon cancer reported, positive family history of pancreatic cancer in his uncle. Maintenance exam, colonoscopy is up to date. Review of system as above, 228 pounds, up 7 pounds, 98%, 98.7, 16, 58, 146 over 90, 89, sorry. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next for JVD, skin shows the right arm, mucosal tendons, logical non-focal, lower extremity shows a 1 plus edema. Number one, hypertension, controlled, slightly elevated now, but much better controlled at home. Number two, history of RVH. Number three, history of LVH. Next number is long-standing hypertension. Next number is no sign of aortic aneurysm noted. Next number is history of fatty liver. No significant change from before. Next number, check testosterone level in face of sleep apnea. Next number is sleep apnea on CPAP, doing well. Next number is leg pain, multifactorial, no sign of DVT noted. Next number is leg swelling as well, no DVT or PVD noted. This is multifactorial, maybe related to patient's Norvasc. For this reason, he used to take the Norvasc in the evening. Next number is carotid stenosis, no change from before. Next number is BPH, doing well, status post-term. Next number is his thyroid cyst, which he had before, is resolved. Next number is check cholesterol today. Next number is check testosterone level. Next number is check PSA. Next number is diet and exercise discussed with patient. Next number is patient was given Lomira, L-O-M-A-I-R-A, 8 milligram up to 3 times a day, but usually 1 or 2 tablets should take care of the problem for him to lose weight, increase activity. Next number is check blood pressure on Lomira, very important. Next number is finding discussed with patient at length before leaving the clinic. Next number is no significant change in the ultrasound. The liver was noted from 2020, neither in the legs, and again, no DVT was found. Next number, your analysis today is within normal limits. Before this was discussed with patient before leaving the clinic. Thank you.